Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 10, Mishnah 10 of Maseches Erevin. So the Mishnah wants to know, continuing to discuss halachos as they pertain to locking a door on Shabbos. Neger, sheyesh berosho gulustra. So here's the halacha of a door bolt that has like a round knob on its end, which means it could be used for something like pounding spices or whatever. Rabbi Eliezer says you cannot use it as a bolt, meaning even though you can use it as this utensil to pound spices, you can't insert it into the threshold or wall of a house because it looks like you're making an addition to the house. Rabbi Yossi Mati, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you could use it because it's a utensil that could be used for something else other than locking the door, and so therefore it doesn't give the appearance of violating the malacha of bona, of building. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, so it happened that there was a shul, that there was, you know, there was basically like a shul that had a bolt with a knob on its end, and this shul was located in Tveria, and people would treat it as permissible, meaning they would use it on Shabbos to lock the door. Until Rabban Gamliel came with the Zakenim, with the elders, and said that this is usher to do, so you see, you shouldn't do this. Rabbi Yossi says, Isser Naguba, they would treat it as it was actually prohibited. They wouldn't use it. But Rabban Gamliel, the Hazakinim, Hithirlehen, but Rabban Gamliel and the elders came and said, actually, it is permissible to be used. Okay, that was Mishnah Yud. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph. So let's say, previously we were speaking about a bolt with a knob at the end, but now the Mishnah wants to know about a bolt that doesn't have a knob and it's it has no use other than locking. So Neger Ha Nigrar, if you have a plain bolt which doesn't have a knob and it's used to, it's like tied to a door with a rope, and the rope is so long that the bolt drags on the ground when it's not being used. So no alim bo ba mikdash, you can lock the door with it in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. Avalobam bedina, you can't use this in the rest of the country, anywhere outside of the temple, because the bolt drags on the ground, so not everyone is going to notice that it's already attached to the door. So the rabbis are worried that if you lock the door with it on Shabbos, it looks like you'll be adding to a new structure. So nonetheless, it's permissible in the Beis HaMikdash because, like many other Isurei Darabanan, when it comes to Shabbos, this one doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hamunach kan v'kan aser. But if the bolt isn't tied to the door at all, but it just rests on the ground, so using it is prohibited in the temple and in the everywhere else in the country, in the world. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamunach mutar ba mikdash. If the bolt rests on the ground, meaning it's not tied to the door, so it's only an Isser Derabanan, and therefore it's permissible in the Beis HaMikdash, but not anywhere else. Vahanigrar ba medina. And if it drags on the ground, if it's tied to the door, but all or part of it touches the ground, it's permissible in the rest of the country, meaning even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be permissible. That brings us to the end of Yud Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Yud Beis. Have a wonderful day.